treasures on tape. The purpose of this project is to have on tape first-hand recollections of the early days of life in Leelanau area. Contributors will be those who have spent their youth, middle age, and later years in the area and recall the interesting and unusual experiences of the past. These treasures on tape will be deposited in a local library and historical museum for all to share and enjoy. I'm Bruce Fleece. I have chosen Mrs. Bussey to interview.
My name is Mrs. Cecilia Bussey, and I was Cecilia Hannenberg before I was married. And I was born about half a mile from here on the farm where Fred Hannenberg lives now. And I was the oldest in my family and had three sisters and four brothers. And my parents were very religious. My father was the one who led morning and night prayers, read the Bible. He was very, took care of our religious education very much. On Sunday, when there were two masses, we went to both masses. We sang in the choir. And among my family, we all had music lessons. And we all learned to play. Four of my family were church organists, so we had our share of music. And my parents were my mother was French, my father was German, and we lived in a very strict home, but I feel it was very good for us.
I see, okay. Especially describe the house in which you were born.
Well, I was born March 19th in 1908, so that makes me 70 years old. And the house was just very small, cold house. And we had a wood heater, and in the morning we used to all run down and dress around the buck stove, we called it. And we were off the road, and could get snowed in the wintertime, and we used to ski from the house to the road to go to school. But we always went home for lunch at noon. Our folks thought that was a good idea for us to go home for lunch. It gave us exercise, and we didn't have any chance to get into trouble. So as far as we didn't have running water, we had a pump house outside, and we had to pump all our water for washing and cooking and everything. And there was a trough out there, and we kids had to take turns to pump water for the cattle and the horses. And in the wintertime, the pump would freeze up, and we'd have to get the hot water, tea kettle with the hot water in it, and pour it into the pump to thaw it out. And we lived on a farm. I think my dad had about 160 acres, and he used to raise potatoes, and that was about the only money crop that we had. And in the house we had lamps, no lights. I was about 11 years old when we got electricity, and I can remember that very well. And I can remember when my mother got her first electric washing machine. And that was a big day for us, I'll tell you. And so we worked on the farm all the year round. There was always so much to do that we didn't have much time to play.
Well, what do you recall of your very early days of childhood?
Well, there isn't very much I can remember. When I was 4 years old, my parents went to Canada, Alberta, Canada. My mother's family moved to Canada with a lot of people from Lake Leelanau. In fact, my grandfather started the town of Fanondon there. And my mother was the only one of her family left here. So she was very lonely. So Dad decided to take us and move out there. So he sold everything on the farm except the farm. He kept the farm and the house. And we left in May, and we had to go 150 miles from Edmonton with an ox team. It was a terrible trip. It was awful traveling. We went by train until we got there, and then the 150 miles from there on. We were there 3 months, and my mother was ready to come back home. So we came back home in the fall. And that's about all I can remember of my very young childhood. And as far as playmates, we were not allowed to go playing all over. We were kept pretty much at home. And we had our games. We played house. Girls played with dolls. And our little toys were tea sets and dolls and so on. The boys had their bats and balls. And so our nearest neighbors were not within calling distance. They were quite a ways away, but we knew them, but we kids didn't play back and forth very much.
Okay, what do you remember about your first school days?
Well, I was 7 years, I must have been 7 years old, and I started school, and I remember that first year, I didn't spend very much time in school. I would go to school, and when it was recess time, I'd go home. And the first year of school, I didn't do anything. So when I look back now, I think the reason I didn't like to go to school was because I was left-handed. And they tried to make me write with my right hand. Well, I was always getting my knuckles clipped because I was writing with my left hand. So I think maybe that was the reason I didn't like school. So I'd run away every time it was recess, I'd go home. So the next year, my brother Fred started school. And so we went to school together. And we were in the same grade, started first grade, and we graduated together, too. Went to school all the way through. And our school was just about as far, was about a quarter of a mile, and as I told you, we went home at noon. And what the school inside, the school was heated with a wood stove in the middle of the room. And it was cold. We sat around with our boots and a lot of times had our coats on in the wintertime, too.
What were your favorite subjects in the school? Where was the school located at?
Well, the school was right to where the St. Mary's School is now, but it was a different building, and I think you've seen pictures of it. It was built in two parts, and it had a center that it was joined, sort of. And on one side, the nuns lived, and on the other side was divided into classrooms.
Oh, so you didn't have a high school then?
Yes. Yes, we had 12 grades. And we had about 10 nuns then that were here. One sister did nothing but do the cooking. And we had a music teacher. She taught music in the grades, and that was her job. And she also taught music pupils. And in my family, because we like music, and we lived on a farm, school every morning for the so how we got our musical education. And what were the subjects that were taught? If you'd like to know that, well, the basics, of course, I'd say. Math and English and geography, history, and I'm talking about grades right now.
Were the grades all separated, or were you in groups?
No, I think that there were about two grades in a row, except when I got to high school. And in high school, I think I was in about the 10th grade, there were only 22 pupils in high school.
Throughout the whole high school?
That was the four grades in high school, yes. And when we graduated, there were five in my class. My brother Fred was valedictorian, and William Floy, Mrs. Albine Belange, who was Mary Louise Gauthier, and Mildred Kurt, who was Mildred Hannenberg, and myself. We were the five. 2 years ago, we graduated in 26, so 2 years ago, we had our 50th class reunion. It was 50 years since we graduated from high school.
Yeah, all five of you are...
Yes. Well, William Floyd didn't come to our reunion, but the four of us were there. And the subjects I liked best in school were, in the grades, I loved spelling. I won several spelling contests. And I liked to write stories. I had a good imagination. I liked reading. I loved to read. And I liked history, but I didn't like math. Math was always difficult for me. And then in high school, we had lots of plays at that time. Every year when we had, at the end of the year, we always had a nice play. And our senior play was The Path Across the Hill. And I had the leading part in that. It was a real nice play. And I have some nice memories about that. In high school, the subjects that we had were like algebra 1 and 2. I had geometry, and I also took shorthand, bookkeeping, typing. I was going to be a secretary. That's what I was going to be.
Studying for her.
Yes, I was preparing to be a secretary. And then we had Latin. And after our class, they had French was taught for a while. And we had history, like 4 years of English, you know, the basics. They're still the basics, history and so on.
Okay, what are your favorite pets?
Well, when we were kids at home, we always had a dog, and I can remember two of the dogs we had. They were collies. One of them was a tan or a white collie. That dog was killed. But then we had a white collie that was really quite a pet. And those are the only two that I can remember having, you know, as we were growing up.
During your earlier years, what were the most exciting things that happened to you?
Oh, well, I don't know about the exciting things that happened. You also have tragedies there as we were growing up. My brother, I had a little brother that died, a ruptured appendix when he was 4 years old, and I can remember that very well. That was around 1918, and around that time, too, during 1918, that terrible flu epidemic, my mother almost died of it, and I remember that very well. I was 12 years old, and we all had the flu. We were all very sick. And also, I remember the end of the First World War. I remember how all the bells rang and the whistles blew. There used to be a mill down here where Kelch's are, and the mill whistle blew and blew because we were happy. The armistice had been signed, and I was 11 years old at that time. Then when I had a brother that was killed when he was 19 years old, a very nice young brother. He had been in the seminary, and he was going to Aquinas College and doing part-time work, and he was killed making a delivery. He was working for a grocery store.
During the holidays and things like that,
what did we do during the holidays? Well, we were a very close family, I would say, and we liked to do things together. And in the wintertime, we used to ski and sleigh ride a lot. And Christmas and Easter, I can remember those days very well. We never helped to color the eggs because that was something the Easter Bunny had to do, and Santa Claus, until we got older. But I can remember happy days when, you know, holidays. My parents always gave us a nice Christmas. We used to get an orange in our stocking at Christmas time. That was a special treat. Can you imagine? An orange.
Just one orange.
Just one orange, yes.
Okay. When did you first start driving a car?
Well, after I graduated from high school, I went to County Normal and learned to be a teacher. Then I taught school in Maple City. The school I taught was called Round Top School. And I had to drive up there and back on weekends because I stayed up there during the week. So I had to have a car. So I bought a little Model T Ford with the straight fenders,
right.
You know, and a crank. And I couldn't crank it. It was hard to crank. And so back of the school was a hill. So when I'd come to school in the morning, I'd run up to the top of the hill with my car and park it up there. And at night, I'd get in the car and put it in gear and come down and it would start. So the place where I was living, there was a hill back of the house, so I'd run up the hill and do the same thing to get started to go to school. Where I lived, up on there was a sort of hill back of the house, and that's how I managed. But if I went somewhere and I had to park on a level, I'd just stand around and look helpless till somebody came and cranked it for me. But I had that car only 1 year because it was such a headache, it just would give me more trouble. So I got another car the next year.
So really, that was your first job away from home. Okay, what was the pay back then?
No, that wasn't my first job away from home. I worked at Fountain Point in the summertime. I worked there 7 years, 7 summers, and I worked as a waitress and as a maid, and all kinds of jobs there. And then I worked in a store. It was OJ's store here, too, after I graduated. I got $12 a week for working there, and that was very good pay. But after I went to County Normal and I was able to teach, my husband, well, I should wait until we get into the other part to tell you that. But that was the things I did before I was married. I also did housework in the city, too.
Okay, since you were a child, what changes have come about in the area?
In working, you mean?
Work, yeah, and just houses and...
Yes. When we were kids, we did a lot of cherry picking, and we used to go way out to Northport Point to the cherry home and pick cherries. We'd leave at 6 o'clock in the morning and come back about 6 at night. And we picked around all the orchards like that. And we earned our money for our school and for our clothes. And we didn't get paid very much. And, you know, after we were first married, my husband, we were married in 32, and that was when we had a depression. You probably studied about that in history.
Yeah.
Well, we lived through it. And 32 was one of the worst years, and it didn't get better for about 5 years after that. My husband worked for 10 hours a day for 17 cents an hour, and he loaded potatoes, $1.70 a day. And then a couple of years after that, he got on another job. It was the WPA, and he made $12 a week. So, you know, wages were not very good.
Depression was hard, huh?
And he was glad even to have a job, you know.
Yes. So around this area, was it farming ever since?
It was farming, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people used to depend on potatoes. Now it's all cherries, you know.
Potatoes were big around here. Right?
Yes, and during the war, they got $4 a bushel for potatoes, and that was a fortune, you know. And some people kept planting potatoes year after year, thinking that they might get $4 again, you know, which had never happened. And then they had cherries. My dad was one of the first people to start a cherry orchard. And now, you know, as you see it, there's cherry orchards all over.
Do you yearn for the good old days, or is it better to be able to enjoy just life as right now?
I like it better now. I don't yearn for the good old days. We really didn't have very much, but we had enough to eat. We had clothes to wear, and we were poor. But let me say, we didn't know it. We didn't, you know, really didn't. So supper. We always had enough to eat and so on. Other than that, we didn't have a lot of things. But we could play games and make our, and entertain ourselves. And the kind of games we used to play didn't cost very much. And playing ball, you know, and always the games that the kids play. There are some games that we used to play that I've never heard the kids play. And they would be nice games for them to know.
Do you remember the old bridge that used to be by behind the school there?
I sure do. We used to cross it morning and night and at noon when we went home from school. It was an old iron bridge and it used to rattle when the cars went over it. And in the wintertime when it was cold, sometimes the kids would stick their tongues on the iron bars and they'd stay there.
Have to wait for water, huh?
Yes.
So what was the most exciting thing or things you have done in your whole life?
Well, I think the most interesting things that happened to me happened after I was married. I had two sets of twins that were a year apart, and that was news and quite interesting. I had nine children all together, and my children all went to St. Mary's School, and they all graduated from St. Mary's School also. I do have 39 grandchildren now, and they're a nice bunch of kids, I must say. And when my youngest child was starting first grade, there were they needed teachers at St. Mary's. So one of the nuns got sick in November, and I volunteered and I took her place, taught from November until June, and I taught without pay that year. Then the year following that, another mother and myself were teaching, and then I had a classroom of my own, and I taught 15 years there altogether. 10 years I taught 6th and 7th grades, and for 5 years the 4th and 5th grades. And I have lots of good memories of the kids that I taught. Most of the kids in the area I had in school, and they always treat me so nicely when I meet them now. I have to ask them many times who they are, because I don't recognize them, but they're always very nice and always treat me so nicely. I think it was in 1960 that I was chosen Mother of the Year for Leelanau County, and I went to Detroit. All the candidates met in Detroit for the contest, I guess it was, and they told me that I was second five, and that was interesting. What else did we, since I retired, my husband died in 1966, and that's 12 years ago. I was too young to get Social Security, so I was very fortunate that I was able to teach. So I taught until I was 62, and since that time, I was on the parish council for 3 years. I was on the school board for 3 years, and an officer of the Altar Society, and I taught CCD for 5 years, and taught a class of retarded adults for 7 years, and take part in the quilting. It's about 8 years since I've been quilting. So I've been keeping busy. I've been doing a lot of things. Also, I'm the chairman for our senior citizens group, too. So in all, it seems like I keep very busy, and I'm very happy. I live in a mobile home now because I had to sell my home. And I also give piano lessons now. I have 9 pupils this year. So all together, it keeps me quite busy. And I'm happy. I'll just go on doing the things I'm doing, I guess, for as many years as the Lord gives me, and thank Him for His blessings.
How do you think the Lono area is going to change in the next 10 or 20 years?
Well, Bruce, I don't know. I think that there will be a lot of changes. It seems like Lake Luna doesn't grow very fast, but in 10 or 20 years, probably, we'll just be a suburb of Traverse City. So, it's hard to say.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Mrs. Bussey.
Well, I really enjoyed this, Bruce. It was real nice.
Okay.
It was very interesting talking with you, Bruce.